You might just have to hold it if you're okay with that. I just got it up and then it's falling. It's not the best, but it's here.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Uber, sometimes if they see the wheelchair, they will just cancel. Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to get started.
I'll do it by next to you guys.
Today is November 25th, 2025. I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I'll introduce everybody. My name is Chris Hooper, and to my left,
April Mensch.
And to my right,
Brad Evans.
Let's see. And I'll introduce our liaison, Beatriz Martinez, and our secretary, Allison Acosta. And from planning, is there anybody here from planning?
Comprehensive planning, Grady Bernhardt.
Comprehensive planning, Jolene Eisholt.
Thank you. We'll start with public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period, listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which will say it is to my right, your left. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Okay. Now I'm going to make a motion or move. Yes. Oh, yes, of course. Sorry about that.
Okay. Vivian Kolarski, K-I-L. ARSKI, Planning Commissioner, District D, for Commissioner Sagerblum. Just one, because I don't know if I'm going to be here in December. I'll be here, but I don't know if I'll be at the meeting. Just to say thank you for this past year, tell you that I appreciate all of you and that I'm hoping that I get to see you again next year and that you all have a wonderful holiday season. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, a move for the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which was October 28th, 2025. Get a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes from October 28th, 2025.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Now, a motion to approve the agenda for today.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next is the information items. Do you have any information items? No information items. Now we move for the planning and zoning portion of the agenda. And let's see here. I'll start with AR. -25-400113, UC-22-0555, Odyssey Sahara LLC. Is there someone here for that? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Please step forward.
Yeah, you bet. So my name is Mike Glauser, G-L-A-U-S-E-R is the last name. And I'm one of the owners of Odyssey Sahara, which owns the property of 2025 East Sahara Avenue. Was originally, we purchased it from AAA Restaurant and Bar Supply and remodeled the building right adjacent to Sahara into a charter school. And we, part of our approval for the special use permit was that we get the whole site cleaned up, because when AAA Restaurant and Bar Supply was there, it was basically a pick and pull of everything restaurants, and it was very unsightly and didn't, it wasn't meant for outdoor storage in this zoning. And so we have all that cleaned up. We've cleaned up the landscaping. We had one charter school in there that operated for a year. Unfortunately, they were shut down by the state. We have a second that we're backfilling with. And so we're here to just complete the final step to get the SUP made permanent. Now that we've cleaned up the site and remodeled the building and improved the facade and the landscaping. So, any questions?
Well, at this point, any questions from the general public?
We work with Beth Dries and Tick's office. And I remember when you were pregnant. That's amazing.
I have a question.
Yes.
Just out of, because I remember when you came for the use permit. I'm curious, how close are you guys after this in terms of your build out and everything?
We're completely done.
Oh,
so, well, we're, the front building is completely done. The rest of the site we will build when the school is ready to expand.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's not my only question.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? No, I don't have any questions.
What's the name of the charter school?
Ascension Academy.
Okay.
Okay, can I get a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda here is AR-25-400120, also WS-19-0618, Concord Prime LLC in Vegas. Looks like Vegas Star LLC. Is that you?
That's me.
Okay.
Step forward, please. Here, I'll hold this. My name is Rod Carter, Lead Media Inc., 2505 Anthem Village Drive. Oh, man, my little poster. Sorry. The application that we have is to do these buildings on a temporary wrap basis for conversion. We appreciate staff's favorable recommendation of approval. Hopefully you guys would follow suit. If you have any questions,
I am. Anybody have any questions from the public at all?
So the signs are basically just a wrap of the building?
That's it. They go up and they come down for conventions. It's just a glorified sticker, if you will.
I remember you came in a few years ago for this, correct?
Yeah.
So we're just renewing.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy Thank holidays.
You. Third item on the agenda, UC-25-0762, Sky High LLC. Is there someone here for that?
Yes.
Step forward, please.
Hello, everyone. Michael Crisali, Lorenzo Baracco, owners of Sky High. And this is for the use approval to move the Jade Desert Inn dispensary next door to our building, which is the Bank of America, former Bank of America building. We were previously approved to have the lounge location at that building as well. So this is our consolidation. We don't own the building that we rent. We've been there for, I think, approximately 10 years now. And there's been no issues with our occupation of that location, and we plan on continuing to conduct business consistent with what we've had over the last 10 years and only improve on the space with our own building and the plans and development designs that we've already presented to planning and to the commission.
I'd ask for public comment, but I don't think there's anybody here from the public right now.
Well, technically, there's one person.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so.
Are you talking about...
You have to include me, because
yes.
I have to...
Oh, okay.
Okay. Two. Any comments, public?
We're discussing Jade Dispensary, correct?
Yes, okay. Correct.
Okay, and this is the old Bank of America that shut down right there on Desert Inn.
Yes.
It's kind of adjacent to
it. It is, yes. It is. It's right next door.
Okay, right.
I just want to confirm you said your address, your name, and everything.
Michael Cristalli. And our address is 4145 Wagon Trail, which is our office address. The DI location, oh gosh, I don't know off the top of my head the address for the DI location. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I can look it up.
Yeah. No, you're okay. That one
sure?
Was fine.
I recall approving the use for the consumption lounge some time ago. So
yes.
Yeah.
Better than a vacant bank.
Okay. Well, we hope it's going to be really nice. So.
But just to clarify, you're moving into that building, so you'll leave the building
yeah.
you're existing in
we're,
now.
Yeah, we're tenants there.
We'll
we're
be moved.
There.
They'll be rented out to someone else.
Yes.
And they have other occupants in that building also.
Oh, they do?
Well, on the upstairs. They have office building. They have office space upstairs.
Okay.
So, yes, we are consolidating next door. That's our building. So, you know.
We're building the lounge, mm-hmm. and we're figuring that consolidated in the same building is better.
Where are you at with the build-out of the lounge?
We are waiting for the, we got your approval last month. We got to go to a county commission on the 6th, I think.
It's the 6th.
Next week. So I think it's what is the next county commission. So as soon as we get that approval, we can start the construction.
Was that for an extension of time?
Yeah.
Okay. Correct.
Yep.
Mm.
That's all, yeah.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion?
I move to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's see. Okay, general business. Now we move to general business. Any general business?
She just general business.
Okay.
That would be the calendar.
It's an important
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The calendar. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to get. Our
right.
first year, I think we met on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. As I mentioned, now we're on the agenda with general business.
Yes, sorry, Chair.
That's okay.
So it is a. Every year we approve the calendar. The only thing I see an issue with on Tuesdays would be June 9th, which is an election, primary election. So I know some folks like to vote after work or work on elections, so that's I want to flag that for you. So we might not have quorum. And then the other date would be December 29th. And that's just,
yeah. Self-explanatory.
You never know what day it is that week between Christmas and New Year's. So yeah, December 29th. So of course, if you don't, there's no quorum or there's no items, the meeting gets canceled. But this we just like to schedule just because I was telling the chair, we're planning staff is already scheduling folks for the meeting in March. So they were quite far ahead. So we try to make sure that we give them a heads up when they have town board or planning commission and BCC. So, yeah, that's my only recommendation, just to maybe cancel the meeting for June 9th and then December 29th. But, of course, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to have any discussion on that?
I just want to double check because my first year was when you were out and we had a meeting on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Which everyone was not pleased about.
Valentine's Day is on a Saturday this year, 2026. So.
Not that I particularly am fond of Valentine's Day. I just want to.
And Halloween. I know you guys canceled. So, October, your meeting is.
That's
another
one.
On the 27th
okay.
of October.
What about November?
November, you guys have the 24th, which would be like a day like today.
Okay.
So you could cancel that one as well.
I don't really. I'm fine with being here today.
Yeah. Okay. The Tuesday before Thanksgiving is
right.
actually
I mean,
a great.
It's 6:15 and we're about to end. So.
Yeah, it's great. Right.
Unless
so we're.
Something major comes up.
So, what are your thoughts on December 29th and June 9th?
June 9th.
I'll go with Beatrice's suggestion.
Yeah. If there's issues with quorum or people getting here because of voting.
We'll address it then. So, keep the November 24th meeting?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
do you need a motion for that? Or
yes.
Some kind of approval?
Motion to approve the calendar with the exception of June 9th and December 29th.
I move to approve the calendar as indicated, with the exception of June 9th and December 29th for 2026.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
2026.
So that was the general business. Let's see. Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none, okay. With that, the next meeting is December 9th, and meeting adjourned.
Not quite a record, but...
Not a record, but...
7 minutes was the record.
Yeah, that
efficient.
Was... Seven is the shortest we've ever gotten.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite efficient.
You know, I sat on this board 20-plus years ago, and I don't think we ever had a 7-minute. We didn't have much on our agenda.
I think people didn't show up or something. We got like one presentation.
I forget. I think it's
like
probably
that.
If it's like an extension of time and there's one
yeah.
item, it's like...
Right.
Fly and be free.
But no one was here for the boring tunnels or
yeah.
Tiger King.
I was here for boring tunnels.
Okay. That we had to move to.
I remember that. I think I was here for.
Or the one with the lions.
I think I was here for that. Because he came for that one and he took all the heat. So I.
But that's. I would have